Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time for a new episode of TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. And as always, before we get started, I want to give a huge shout-out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, listen. I say this every time, and I never get tired of it. In a very short time, this show has really taken off. And it's being heard in places all around the globe. Man, places like the Philippines, places like China, places like Portugal and Spain, Canada, Great Britain. Man, places I haven't even been. But I'm so glad that right now, somebody in Vietnam is listening to TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. And I'm glad that you are too. Maybe this is your first time tuning in, your very first time listening. Let me take the time to tell you thank you. I'm so glad that you're here. And whether you found us by mistake or maybe someone told you about the show, either way, man, I'm so glad that you're here. And listen, I gotta ask you a question. If this is your first time here, or maybe you've been streaming in, listening to the show all this time, if you have, man, let me tell you, thank you. I'm so glad that you've been tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. I really do. Guys, listen, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come on the show and join in, guys, drop us an email. It's right there on the screen. It's TELLMeSomething21@gmail.com. It's at Travis, man, I know someone who has a great story, but I don't want to come on the show. I'm camera shy. It's okay. You don't have to come on. Drop us their information, and you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. See there, guys? You don't have to do it. Thank you. Guys, tonight's episode is going to be amazing. It's going to be fantastic. I want to go ahead and play some information from our affiliate sponsors. Get that out the way. When I do, I'm bringing back our guests, and we're going to dive right into this. Here we go!
Right, Amazon. Amazon is the world's largest online retail store. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingAMG. A-M-A-Z-N for Amazon. With Amazon, you could spend less and smile more. Please visit one of our online sponsors today. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
There it is right there, guys. Please visit one of our associate sponsors. The special link is in the chat. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. I'm glad you're joining in. It's Thursday, guys. TMG is streaming. I'm so glad that you're here. Guys, listen, if you did not catch it, if you did not know what the topic of today's show is, pushed around. Yeah, pushed around. If you did not know it, guys, October is also not only is it Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it is also National Bullying Awareness Month. That's why you see behind me the Hope Screen. And I call that the Hope Screen because so many people are dealing with breast cancer. Guys, you may not know this, but each year in the United States, about 240,000 cases of breast cancer are diagnosed in women and about 2,100 in men. That's right, men, get checked. About 42,000 women and 500 men in the U.S. die each year from breast cancer. And did you know this? That black women have a higher rate of death from breast cancer than all other women. Know yourself, get checked, and get checked out. We want to see you around. Guys, listen, our special guests today, they have been waiting and they are ready to get started. I'm going to bring on our guests, guys, because they're great. Listen. Guys, tonight's episode is all about and bring awareness to National Bullying Awareness Month. I'm going to get started into this, but if you push me, I'm going to push you back. Yeah, I may be small, but if you push me, I'm pushing you back. These words usually are the start of some type of run-in between individuals. Some form of bullying, whether you know it or not, takes place each moment. And whether it's verbal, social, or cyberbullying, chances are we know someone who has been pushed around by others before, or maybe some of us have been victimized by a bully. Maybe they vandalized your car or said some things at work. Who knows? Or maybe your child has been victimized by a bully. It affects individuals differently. And what part, if any, that the play in things we see in our society and in our communities. Guys, tonight we have two very intriguing guests. One is no stranger to the show. She is an activist and a speaker. She founded the I Stand movement to help bring awareness and educate schools and communities on the impacts on bullying. And our other guest has been in law enforcement for all the years that I've known him. I mean, literally, I've known this person for a long time, and they've been a cop. So I couldn't do wrong. I kid you not. For as long as I've known him, for over 17 years, guys, do me a favor. Please give a huge TMG welcome to Trenda L. Owens and Officer Tyrone Eric Jones. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Hey, great, great.
So glad that you both are here and you're smiling and everything. Way to go.
I know. That's an introduction. Quite an introduction.
I know, man. Listen, you have to give big introductions when you have big guests like you guys are. When you take the time out of your schedule to join in and speak to the company and speak to the audience, man, you guys are huge guests. So welcome to TM. Thank you. Here, man. Such an exciting time. Every time Trinity, you come on, we always jump in and we just chew the fat and get into it. And I'm not gonna hold up anybody any longer. So Trinity, I gotta ask, man. I gotta start with you. We're gonna begin with you. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Really is. And this is our third time. I'm doing this. So shows when you're air for 3 years and you've been with us for those 3 years.
And we've been doing this for this subject of bullying for 3 years. And guys, if you did not notice and you're just not coming, come on in. Jump in the chat. That's right. Jump in. We're here. Jump in. If you did not know it, guys, and you're just not joining in, October is coined as National Bullying Awareness Month. How have you been, Tran, and what have you been up to lately?
Well, I have been wonderful, been busy, but I have been wonderful. I have been blessed to transition in careers. I am now teaching social work, various classes. Thank you. Teaching on the bachelor level and master's level at the university that I graduated from, which is the University of North Alabama.
We represent North Alabama, y'all.
Yes, UNA, Roar Lions. And so I'm excited. I'm, you know, just doing a lot of learning and getting mentored and just enjoying life. I'm still doing, as you said, this is Bullying Prevention Month. So I've been going out doing the usual with nonprofit organizations, speaking to kids, talking to parents, doing webinars. And then, you know, past couple of years, I've been focusing a lot on mental health. So I just started a new organization called HELP probably a year and a half ago. And every other month, we're going out and doing various symposiums or workshops talking about mental health. So just staying busy, but enjoying every bit of it.
Wow. You have been busy. Congratulations on your new position, your new role.
Thank you.
Very passionate about is a lot. I always remember hearing your words about helping, as we call, at-risk youth. Those youth who seem to be at risk. And yes. Our friendly guest, Officer Jones, he may have to deal with some of those at-risk youth. And you try to catch them before they get to Tyrone. So you don't want them to get into his hands. So you intervene before those hands. And that is really, really good what you're doing. I do believe if we can stop or prevent some things early, guys, it really can prevent things kind of escalating. Because once it gets to you, Tyrone, it's kind of escalated at that point, isn't it?
It is. It is.
And you don't want it at that point, because at that point now it's not a policy you have to deal with. It's the law have to deal with. It's a whole different shebang right there. It's a whole different pot on the kettle. If it's a policy, we're going to sit down and talk about it. This is the law. Now, once it got to Officer Tyrone, that's a wrap, guys. It's pretty much what it is. So thank you, guys. And our other guest here, guys, I got to bring him to the front, man, because he's his coolest and this most relaxed officer, man, that I know. And our other guest, man, he's a longtime friend, real longtime friend, and someone I consider an honor to know. But he's also a well-respected police officer for the Birmingham Police Department right here in Birmingham, Alabama, where he has served over 17 years. That's it, guys. He's also a veteran of the U.S. Army. That's right. So thank you for your service, my man. Officer Tyrone, man, how are you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Transitioning now from one job to another. So I'm doing up what I can.
And guys, I told you, and I made a joke about this earlier. I said he's been in law enforcement ever since I've known. I kid you not. I promise you. When I met him, he was wearing a uniform. I'm not playing, man. I can't make this up, man. I cannot. Yeah. I can't make this up.
30 years now. Yeah.
Wow.
When he came in the front door, listen, true story. You don't even, he doesn't even know this part. But when he came through the front door of the house, he had a uniform. I was like, wait a minute. What did I do? I start going down the list. Did I do that? No, I didn't do that. I started checking myself. I start giving my own some a background check.
right, that's right.
I'm not playing, man. But he's absolutely, man, a wonderful person to know. Very well respected in the community. Very respected what he does. Officer, man, and the guy can cook too. I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm not even gonna mess with that. Trenda, you have created an entire movement, though, you know, the I Stand campaign, the I Stand movement. You have created an entire movement, the I Stand campaign, to educate and bring awareness, though, to schools, communities, about bullying in today's social climate, where everything is digital, everything is so easy access, and, you know, I could push a button, and I could do this, and I could talk about somebody, and I don't have to leave my living room. I could talk about somebody while I'm cutting grass. I could talk about somebody while I'm getting my hair done. You know, you don't have to be there, right? You don't have to be there. In today's climate, like social climate, because it's, you know, social to me when I was coming up, social means you at their house. Mm-hmm. Now social is, you know, you cross the country and you still social. You know, social climate, why is it so important? But technology everywhere and AI everywhere, why is it important on today's social climate that topics like bullying remain relevant?
Number one, you know, some people cringe when I say this, but bullying is not going anywhere. We want it to. We want to decrease. You know, the perfect picture was that, you know, would be that bullying would end. But unfortunately, where we are right now, the numbers are still increasing. The numbers are rising. So we have to keep bullying prevention on the forefront. I always say bullying prevention because we need to try to get ahead of the game. One of the things I think we do is that, you know, we don't care about it until it happens in our household. And then when it happens in our household, we want everybody to get on the bandwagon. But the reason why it needs to remain at the forefront is for various reasons, from mental health. Being that I deal with young people and their mental health, bullying affects mental health. It affects it from depression to anxiety to sleeplessness to weight gain. It affects our community. It doesn't just affect, you know, the person that's doing the bullying or the one that's bullying, but it affects communities as a whole. And so it becomes a community wellness issue. It's an issue where diversity, equity, inclusion is involved, because bullying involves race, gender, so it doesn't discriminate. And because of, you know, various issues, you know, we see, you know, even with racism, you know, we're still battling, you know, issues. And so that's the same thing with bullying. You know, the suicide rate is high among LGBTQ youth. Why? Because one reason is because of bullying. Absolutely. So it will always, I feel like it will always, as long as we deal with bullying, it's going to be relevant. We always have to talk about it. We always have to bring awareness, bring about education, and continue to, you know, speak on resilient, teaching our children how to be resilient, how to be strong, you know, communication skills, to talk to, you know, a trusted adult. So, to me, that's why, because as long as the numbers keep rising, we're going to have to talk about it and deal with it.
Absolutely. You know what I like to say? I like to say that bullying is mobile. It is as mobile as the cell phones we carry with us. It is as convenient as the store on the corner. Because I can be in my living room or in my basement, and at a push of a button, I can bully someone online. When I say it's mobile, it is no longer on the playground. It is no longer in the classrooms. It is everywhere we are. It is as mobile as we are. It is as mobile as our laptop, our PDAs, our cell phones. It goes where we go. Because it is bullying has taken on the shape of society. Society is mobile. Bullying is mobile. It's not just on the playground. It's not just somebody breaking up a fight under the bleachers at school at the flagpole anymore. It's everywhere we go. And I'm agreeing with you that we will always have an issue, because we like to think of it as it's just situated in one place. It is not. It is absolutely mobile. It took up legs to start walking when we start putting that button to get online.
Exactly.
Tyrone.
It's not just with kids. It's with adults also.
Okay. Now we're talking.
We can reach out, you know, and say, well, it's adults. It's people on my job that's bullies.
You're kidding me.
So that's a worldwide thing that we come in contact with today. You know, so how do we get a grip on it? How do we handle this?
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Guys, I told you it's going to be good tonight, guys. Jump on in. Jump on in. Sit down, guys. Pull your chair and popcorn for this one. Officer Jones Tyrone, man, you hit the nail exactly on the head, right what we're talking about. It's not just youth. There are adults who are not only being victimized by bullies, but who are actually bullying. Right. You are 30, 40 years old and still bullying people. And those same effects are still happening. You talk a trend about mental health. Now, I want you to imagine this, guys. You are an adult and someone is bullying you. You were bullied when you were a child. That same little child is being triggered again in your mind. So you are beginning to react. That same 7-year-old child, that 5-year-old child that got bullied, you a 30-year-old adult being bullied, your mind goes back to when you was 5 and you're responding like you're 5. You're feeling the same anxiety. You can't go to work. You feel the same stress. You don't know what to go do, who to tell. Should I tell? I can't tell. I might get in trouble. They may not like me. And in your case, Officer Jones, what you're saying, Tyrone, man, you go to work now. If you go tell them somebody, they're going to call you a snitch. And now you don't even fit in.
Right, right.
So now you have this social anxiety going on.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to be around me. Nobody wants to talk to me because I told somebody that was bullying.
That's what I do when I go home. I sit down and drink.
What?
I'm getting drunk.
And drink.
You know, I'm drunk, and now the neighbor's calling because I may be doing something that's out of the way. So,
and now people like you, police officers get called. Now you're involved.
But now we don't know. We don't know their situation.
Exactly. You know,
so with us, you know, being in law enforcement, we do have some resources that we could say, okay, well, we could reach out to a social worker and get a social worker to call on you, you know, maybe get you on the right path, you know, where she could set you up with classes or something for that, you know. So that's what we try to do. We're not law enforcement not coming in there saying, well, we're trying to lock you up. We're not trying to do that. We're trying to get you to some help, what's needed. Even if being a child, if it's a child, we're going to say, okay, well, we see your child has something. We're going to try to give you a resource where we can get you some help. We just don't want to take you out of the picture. No, we're not here to take you. We're not here to take you being a child. We're here to give you some help or give the parents some help. You see what I'm saying? Either way it go, you know. So you know there are resources out there to help you. That's what social workers are here for. You know, police are not social workers. You know, but we can help you. We can get you a social worker.
Absolutely.
Travis, one of the things y'all said some key things. You start talking about adults, you know, and one of the things, the reason why we have to keep talking about it is because of the long term effects that bullying has, you know, on either person, whether it's the person who's bullying or the person who's being bullied. Or getting bullied. My thing is the child who's getting bullied, when they may be 8 now, but when they're 40, you just said it, Travis, you know, they're still, their mind is being triggered. When they see other people being bullied or they hear about it, they're being triggered, you know, or they're still hurt. They're still, you know, anger. They're still bitterness. And vice versa, the person who's doing the bullying, because they have never gotten help, the help that they needed. Exactly. You know, so now they're grown men or women who are now abusive. And let me say this, since it's also Domestic Violence Month.
Yep.
Bullying and domestic violence intersect.
And
we talked about adult bullies. What happens, you take people of domestic violence. Mm. You have people bullying that victim online. You know, it's not enough that that person has escaped or they've gotten out of a situation, but then the person who, you know, who the abuser will get online and begin to harass and bully that person, you know, out in the open. So it's so many avenues to this. There's so many intersections to this. And that's why we'll always, I hate to say it, we'll always be talking about it and we'll always be dealing with it.
Your point is, I believe part of the reason is this. The way we initially approach the situation, this topic, you know, everybody thought it was just a schoolyard thing, just something for school, just certain place. And when you look at history, and you look at the history of things, it is not. It grows up with us. And Officer Jones, Tyrone, you said the same thing, man. You had a dose. It grows up with us, guys. It literally has grown with society. As society grows, it grows, and all it does, it takes on different faces. And I told you, bullying is mobile. It goes where people go. People, sadly to say, we're going to find that mindset of individuals who feel the necessary need to do so, to bully. And it's sad because it's not static. It's everywhere. It moves. It goes. And as you said, Trenda, the numbers show that it's here and we have to deal with it. And the reason those numbers keep growing, I believe, Tyrone, we never really dealt with it. We don't have enough people willing to get involved. Mm-hmm. It's their fault. It's the teacher need to do it. The teacher at school need to do it, or they need to. Well, we are they.
Right.
We are they.
And I'm a chime in on it a little bit.
Go ahead. I'm
gonna say that I let one of my children get exposed to bullying, and which, you know, and it was really about tennis shoes. You know, it they go to school, you know, it's an image that they want to keep. And I didn't buy the Jordans. I wasn't buying Jordans. I was buying regular Nike shoes, you know, but just the fact of her going to school with those shoes, she would get bullied because, you know, she didn't wear socks. And I would just say, okay, well, you're going to wear them raggedy shoes. But now she's going to school. Now everybody want to talk about it. So she's getting bullied. So I had to adjust just for that reason, you know. And you know, we see that stuff and we don't realize what they go to school and see. You see what I'm saying? So if the parents at home, I'm saying, sometimes you can do stuff so your child won't be victimized, you know. So
yes,
we see that, you know. We
need absolutely. And I know we'll say this, and there's somebody's watching right now, there's some parent watching say, I can't afford Nikes, I can't afford Jordans. It doesn't matter. But we're saying is, be involved in your children's lives. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they're saying about how they're feeling, about mm-hmm. how their day was. About ask them, how was your day? You know, what happened today? Anything interesting happened today? You know, ask our kids. We have to get back to asking our kids about how their day in school was, not just go do your homework. Ask them, how was your day today? Listen, if we as adults, we go to work. We like our jobs. We go to work. But there are sometimes we have rough days at work. There are some days we go like, oh, my gosh, can I get out of this place? Jeez, I don't feel like going to work. Don't you think?
Yes.
Some days, jeez, I don't feel like going to school today. Good grief. We know. And so, and we know how good it makes us feel as adults when somebody say, how was your day? How you doing today? And we get a chance to vent and tell that person how our day was. That child. Yes. Was the opportunity to say, man, my day was tough. Man, I had a day from hell today. Right. It was rough. And give them that space, that free space to do so. And as you were saying, talking about mental health, Trenda, that'll help bring that into it. Because we don't know if they need to get.
I can't hear you, Trev.
All right, hold on.
He in and out.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
I knew it. See, there you go. That's why, because this topic is so good. Guys, Trinda, let me ask you something. So what are some, now, like I said, you know, bullying is no longer just something to the playground. It's no longer the static in the playground. You've seen a lot of different things happen, come across your desk, a lot of different things that you do. What are some recent changes or policies we were talking, mentioned earlier, that you've seen that can kind of complicate the whole issue that we've seen when
Officer comes to Jones, you might not agree with me on this one.
Remember, you one push me, I'm gonna push you back.
One of the policies that I really feel like complicates bullying in the state of Alabama is the zero tolerance policy. Now, I know it was implemented as a safety net to, you know, help our children.
Mm-hmm.
However, it has not done that. What it has done is it victimizes the very ones that it was designed to help.
Wow.
I think our children have a right to self-protect when it comes down to their safety, their health, which means that I feel like if it comes down to the topic is you push me, you know, I push you back. When it comes to feeling like your life is in jeopardy, our children feel like their life is in jeopardy. I feel like they have a right to self-protect. I feel like what the zero tolerance policy does is that when a child tries to protect themselves, they end up, you know, getting in trouble along with the one who was doing the bullying. So what you have is, you know, you have the child who's, you know, been bullied, constantly been bullied, and they're put in a position to where they have to defend themselves. They're not in a position to where they can go tell an adult. They may get trapped in a restroom, and this happens literally for real. They get trapped in a restroom. They set up. The kids got the camera. They're trapped, not knowing that somebody is getting ready to jump on them. Somebody jumps on them. In a instance, their first instinct is to defend themselves, and they hit back. But then when the video is released, even though that the proof is there that this child did not start this fight, you know, you have witnesses to say this child did it. But because of the zero tolerance policy, both parties are suspended. And I think it's unfair. I think, again, my statement is that the zero tolerance policy, yes, I understand it was designed to protect, but it is not doing that. There are some things that need to be changed about that policy. And what it also does is what I mean by victimizing the victim.
Right.
Then that's causing that victim, not only are they suspended, they may go to alternative school, then that's bringing mental health problems, you know, added on to that child. That child probably was already going through when they were bullying. Now they decided to defend themselves, but now they're suspended. Now they have to go to alternative school. I've seen kids who are all A students, great kids. And because they made the move to defend themselves, now they're facing the repercussions. So all I'm saying is that this policy needs to be changed. It needs to be out. Several other states have changed, because what we're doing is we're trying, the zero tolerance policy is a one size fit all. And no, you cannot, it does not fit every case. I feel like what I'm advocating for is that cases be looked at individually.
Correct.
You know, you have students who have the bad rap. We know, you know, our kids know who's the kid that goes to ISS all the time. We know the kids who end up in and out of the...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Turn it to school all the time. And then you take a kid who has never done anything. And then the first time they defend themselves for safety's sake, they're in the alternative school with the one who stays in trouble.
With the one who put them there.
Exactly.
Are we saying is that policy, is that in just Jefferson County or the city or throughout the state of Alabama?
The zero tolerance policy is actually for the entire state of Alabama. What happens is now some school districts have a little leeway to say, okay, we can either go by the zero tolerance policy, which means regardless of the situation, all parties are disciplined. Or the school district have the ability to say, we're going to look at each case individually. However, in the state of Alabama, there are a few schools, I couldn't come up with the number I was looking, but there are only a few schools who have stepped out to say, well, we're going to do it case by case. Mm-hmm. I know in the city, in the area, I live in the Shoals area. Mm-hmm. And so they implement the entire zero tolerance policy. They don't care about the situation. They really don't want to hear about it.
Right.
Both parties are going to be disciplined.
Wow.
I think it's hard. I think it's cruel.
I'm not in agreement with that policy.
I have always heard about it, but sadly I feel bad. I've been doing this for about 10 years, just the bullying side.
Uh-huh.
I never really paid any attention to the details, and here it go. And I'm gonna be honest, we don't look at certain stuff with bullying, with mental health, until it hits home.
True.
So I have a young man that I am very close with him, his family, and he was recently, it was on video. He got set up. He was in the restroom at school. He's in middle school. He was in the restroom, and he's a petite young man. Mm-hmm. And this boy came up, and I'm talking about boys probably three times his size. He came up and, I mean, bust him. I mean, almost knocked his lights out. He shook it off, and immediately he began to, you know, fight back. Mm-hmm. Never has he been in any trouble. Made good grades. I mean, just very respectful. His world was changed. He played football. He could no longer play football. He got suspended for 5 days from school, and then he had to do 15 days at the alternative school.
And now
all of that.
He had to deal with the fact that the person that bullied him was right there also. So we don't know if in the alternative school, what was he saying to him? You see?
Exactly.
Another problem. So yeah, I don't see that solving the problem.
Because what you're doing is you're putting the victim in the same room together and saying, now y'all behave. Well, they didn't behave in a regular classroom. So they're not gonna leave them alone.
Exactly.
At this point, they're thinking, you know, well, I'm already here, so why not just continue doing what I'm doing? And it's to me, it seems where it doesn't really protect the people we're trying to protect. Now, I do like, I appreciate the fact that some school districts have the ability to kind of look at it case by case, but overall, there is a zero tolerance policy in the state of Alabama. But the case is, well, this individual has not done anything. This one has. This one is a frequent abuser. Which brings me to my next point. Officer Jones, Tyrone, this one's for you, man. Bullying impacts all of us, as we can see. It impacts us. Let me show y'all how it impacts us. If you think it doesn't impact you, I want you to think about every school in Jefferson County, Alabama. Now, what you think about schools all across the country. Schools all across the country have one thing in common. They all have a resource officer. Who do you think pays for that person to sit there and be there? The taxpayer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we pay for that officer to be in school because little Johnny can't keep Sally, decides she want to trip and fall, make somebody fall. We have to pay for the school resource officer as a taxpayer. So if you think bullying is just a teacher problem, if you think it's just your little child problem, if you think it's just a playground issue, the next time you pay your taxes, I want you to tell little Johnny, I'm paying higher pay for a school resource officer to be at school because you can't keep your hands to yourself. So bullying impacts all of us to that
degree. Yes.
From school policies to the neighborhoods that we live in, Tyrone, that we live in. And violence sometimes happens in those neighborhoods, as we know. And the people in the neighborhood, like Trina just said this, the people in the neighborhood, I know this, man. You pull up on the scene, Officer Jones, Tyrone, you done pulled up a scene and you trying to get a witness statement. You trying to get somebody to give you some information and ain't nobody seen nothing. Don't nobody know nothing. We seen nothing. We heard nothing. But everybody knows who the bad apples are in the neighborhood. You pull up and the worst ones are the apartment complexes. Everybody knows in the apartment complex who the bad apples are.
Right.
Who the bad folks. Who? If a car got broke into, we know who did it probably.
They're not going to say one word. They're not going to say one word. They're not to the police. Now, they know who did it, but they're not going to talk to the police.
Not one word to the police, but they know who the bad apples are. And usually in their private conversations, what they'll say is, oh, man, they're a bully. They'll describe them as a bully. They will call them a bully, but won't say nothing to the police that we got a bully in this neighborhood or in this apartment complex that's breaking into this car. Because typically when you go, it's the same people. It's the same reason. It's the same things. And from your experience, man, do you find that
we can't hear you? We can't hear you. You in and out. You get it right.
Yeah.
You can hear my big mouth now.
Yes.
There you go. All right. So my question to you is this. Since we know we go to neighborhoods and things like that, and they don't tell you who it is, and you know they know. You just need a statement from somebody. But typically, man, in your experience, have you found that individuals who have been a bully typically continue that behavior in our communities if it's not addressed?
They will. But what I've done in the communities, I've worked out in the field. I've been in the field 20 plus years. My neighborhoods, I know they're not going to talk to. They're not going to talk to me today. But they have my number. I give out my card with my number on it. So all I want to know is who the bully, who breaking in the cars, who big boy is out here. You know, that's what I want to know. You know, because once they call me and say, Officer Jones, you know, it's such and such son that's doing that. Okay, now I go address him. I tell I know exactly. You're the one doing it. I'm watching you. Okay, I'm watching you. Now he's trying to figure out how did I figure that out? Yeah.
How do you know?
So normally it slows down, you know, and then the little boy said he tried to get to be on his gang because he looking for some insight. He wants some followers. He wants followers. So he trying to big boy everybody to join him. So once you get rid of him and show them that you're on top of him, they don't want to mess with him no more. And normally it just pans out, you know. And sometimes you do have to make an arrest.
Wow.
You know, and I've dealt with that, you know, and some kids just doing it, being followers, you know.
Yeah, correct.
Bully,
correct.
I'll be a bully. I'm
correct.
He breaking in. Absolutely. I'm a breaking in.
Mm-hmm. So, yep.
I mean, the solution to that is get the one talking the loudest. Get the one that's doing most of the stuff. Once you get that one, you know, I mean, they know my off days. You see what I'm saying? My off days. So he ain't gonna work this weekend, you know. So you know that's another thing, you know. So it's being visible, letting the parents know that you care.
Correct.
And when you go to their house and say, "Well, I gotta take your son, I'm coming to pick your son up," because well, I know he did it. You know,
mm-hmm.
They already know. They already know. So I mean, a lot of times it's just being visible, knowing your community, knowing who doing what in the community. You know, and that's a lot of times that's what happens. You know, mm-hmm. they gonna call you and tell you, they're not gonna tell you nothing while you're there for real. So
he said, you said something key. He said being visible.
Mm-hmm. And knowing, and then the kids know you.
Yep.
So the kids would say, "Well, Mom, when that police officer come around here, because he come around here all the time, you know, I want to tell him this, you know." And they'll tell you, you know, they'll stop and talk to you sometimes. A lot of times, you know, now most of the time it's you talking to the police, but a kid? Come on. You know, I'm talking about 12, 13 years old. You know, younger than that, mm-hmm. you know, but you know, and their parents not saying he gonna take you to jail. I hate that. They go to police, he gonna take you to jail. Now I'm not here to do it. You see what I'm saying? I'm here because I want to know how your child is.
We throw that stereotype out there and it impacts the relationships between the community and our police officers. And again, guys, bullying is not a schoolyard problem. It has left the schoolyard. It is in your convenience store. It is in your malls. It is on your job. It's when people are driving. It has left the playground, baby. It got grown with us. It is just as grown as some of us are. Man, guys, I want to drop this nugget on you real quick. I'm going to play one more of my sponsors, guys, and I'm going to drop this nugget on you real quick.
Okay.
Quick. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link bit.ly/tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. By Mint Mobile. Sign up and find the cellular plan that's right for you. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingmint, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. There you go, guys. I'm going to bring back our special guest so we can finish up with this. Guys, don't forget to visit one of our special sponsors there, Mint Mobile. And guys, listen, I don't know about you, but it is college football season. It is NFL season. It's also baseball season. NBA is kicked off. Guys, you're looking for a jersey, fanatics.com. Use my special link, guys. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through that link. Guys, we're talking about bullying. But yeah, man, I got to put that plug in there, bro. Don't play. But and I know you like hats and jerseys, Ty, so I'm going to go ahead and send my link to your cousin.
You need to.
On the plate,
you need to, because I'm a fanatic fan.
See what I'm talking about? We talking about a National Bullying Awareness Month, man, and we were talking about how bullying is no longer, guys, a playground issue, how it has grown with us, and if it's not identified early, guys, it will grow up with us and stay with us. Trunda gave us some numbers. She said, guys, the numbers show it is still there. Mm-hmm. Guys, I want to drop something to you. I told you TMG is heard all around the country, all around the world, right? All around the globe. Somebody is going to be listening to this episode. Guys, I'm going to drop this nugget to you. There's the Inner University of Turku, the University of Turku, which is located in Finland. Yeah, people in Finland listen to TMG. In Finland, they did a study, and it showed in summary that children who bully others between the ages of 8 and 9 are more likely to commit offenses by the age of 31. Think about that. As early as 8 and 9, if we aren't there to identify it early as 8 and 9, by the time they hit 31, they're going to be looking at people like Tyrone, Officer Jones. They're going to deal with people in blue. If we don't curtail that, if we think it's just a playground issue, 8 and 9, by the time they hit ages 31, they're committing a violent offense. As early as 8 and 9, guys, so we can't think, we can know this is definitely something that we as a society must address and not leave it all up in the hands of guys of school systems, administrators, educators, or the people that in blue. Trender, your organization, I Stand.
Can't hear you.
Did it go again?
Technology.
That's it.
Enough now. I know. Yeah. All right, Trenda. So your organization, the I Stand Movement, you guys celebrated a huge milestone recently. Congratulations to you for that. So I got to know. Tell us what it is and remind everyone here exactly what you guys do there.
Well, we're the I Stand campaign, and we just celebrated our 12th anniversary this month. This month, October 6th. And what it is it's basically empowerment and education movement for young people, encouraging them to stand for what's right and stand against what's wrong. Talks about taking ownership, personal responsibility for the choices that we make. So what we do is we don't have like a building, a brick and mortar building. We just go around doing public speaking, going to nonprofits, schools, wherever, churches, talking about life choices such as making choices, bullying. We talk about suicide, depression, mental health, all forms of mental health, and just various issues that our kids deal with. So up under the I Stand campaign umbrella, 10 years ago, in 2013, we started an anti-bullying initiative called BAE, which is right on the screen. BAE is a twofold acronym, meaning bullying affects everybody. And because of that, be kind, act respectful, and express compassion. So we emphasize just three values. You know, my thing is we can talk about don't do this, don't do that, da 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 da, rules, rules, rules. But I feel like we just need to talk about more positivity and say, this is what you do. Let's not emphasize what we don't do, because what? You know, they're kids. And we were there. The very thing that we told not to do,
I'm going to go do it anyway.
We going to go do. So, I mean, my thing is if we can reach them. Lately, I've been talking to a lot of younger children, because I feel like if we can emphasize those three major values of kindness, respect, and compassion, and really reach our young people, then they'll grow up maybe with the hopes of implementing those values and displaying those values. So that's what we are in a nutshell. We, again, we hit every facet from mental health to bullying to, you know, making choices.
Wow. Guys, I told you they do some good stuff. Kindness, respect, and compassion are those three things. And that's just, you know, and that's normal stuff. That's just stuff everybody can do. It's not asking you to have money. Yes. It's not asking you to go, you know, be in the limelight. Like, it's not saying, hey, you need to go be in the newspaper and do some great thing. This is just stuff you get taught at home. Kindness, yes. Respect, and compassion. Guys, let me give you a hint. It's free.
Yes.
Respect and compassion. It's free.
Yes.
It costs you one dime. Officer Jones, Tyrone, man, I got to ask you this question. Since you deal with society, you deal with the public a lot in what you do. How can things like community involvement, you kind of said on touched on this earlier when you said by your presence being there, how can things like community involvement, maybe even things like a neighborhood watch, play in a part in discouraging bullying?
Oh, it'll help. I mean, because you gaining friends, you knowing how to socialize with people. You know, the more you socialize, the more you feel comfortable around people, the more you're not afraid to talk to. Even let's just go with the Big Brother Big Sisters program.
Exactly.
Stuff like that. You know, we can get into that. If I just go down to the community recreation center, I don't have to play a sport. I can just go and just support the community. You know, you can go out there and watch the games and socialize. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know? I say sit out there and smoke and all of that, but everybody else, you know, just you going down there for a reason, just to get out and say, I'm socializing and I'm being seen. You know, mm-hmm. And that's the way you get yourself involved. That's
like, it's that being seen part.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. It's a lot of people now, this is what kids do, sitting here on this phone playing a video game all day. You got to get out of this. Get out of this. Get out of this. You know, go outside, you know, socialize. And you think about bullies, you saying that they probably the ones come home, just sit in the house, scared to go somewhere, you know, because they, you know, they just don't want to get out in the community because they've been bullied, you know. But that's saying kids, we're saying adults also.
Mm-hmm. Adults, exactly.
They sell from the communities and all that because they're thinking negative. You know, I ain't going out there. I don't want to do this. You know, I don't want to do that. You know, but you just got to get out there. You know, and then if you are being bullied, say something.
Say something.
Say something. You can go to the pastor at the church. You know, a lot of kids and a lot of adults, we don't go to church anymore. But you can go to the pastor of the church. You can go to the deacon at the church.
Somebody. Say something.
Somebody. You know, if it is, you know, if you call a law enforcement officer, if you call, you talk to a police officer, he can tell you some resources.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, with police, you know, we get a bad name for ourselves, true enough. But we are here to help. That's part of our job. We are here to help. You know, we're not just sitting out there trying to take everybody to jail, you know, and all of this, you know. And I work in stores sometimes, standing up in the store.
I know you do.
Come in there and say, hey, take him to jail. What I'm taking your child to jail for? You know, I'm not. I really don't like that, you know. So
stop giving him that perception.
Yeah, and that's
just him do that.
Yes. You know, you going to jail? You gonna take me to jail? No, I'm not. I'm not gonna be the one to take you to jail. What to do?
They grow up afraid, and when they do need a police,
they don't want to talk to us.
So they're too afraid to approach them because I've been taught that. Yep, we imprint that into their minds, and so now that they are too afraid, and it all starts. But you said the adults as well. But our children will do what we do as adults. So we have to lead by example.
Exactly.
We example. Now, Officer Jones, let me ask you a question. What could you say today to someone that's listening right now? Who made some poor choices as a result of bullying. Let's just say something happened, they were bullied, and as a result, they made some poor choices because they were bullied. They were being bullied. So what would you say to someone who you could say right now is listening, right now, who may have made some poor choices as a result of being bullied or bullying others or have been bullied by themselves and now they find themselves in a predicament because of bullying? What would you say to end their life?
It's not too late. It's not too late. I mean, you can get some help. You can change, clear everything up, start over. You understand what I'm saying? Start over.
Wow.
This ain't the path you want to take in life. You see what I'm saying? You still got a bright future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Trenda, go ahead.
A lot of time people think, well, I did it this way and it's over. You know, these warrants on me, so I can't do nothing. I can't even go to work because I'm scared to go get my license, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Over and I'm bullying somebody or I'm being bullied. It's not over. You know, you can start over.
And this is from somebody, guys, who's in law enforcement who is telling you, guys, you can make that, you can turn that corner. You can do different. Guys, I want to give a huge round of applause for each of our special guests who took the time today from their business skills to join us. Trenda, you, last question. From your profession and experience, what is something that you would say to someone to encourage that person who believes their child might be a victim of bullying, and how would you encourage them today?
There's 11 things I would say to a parent, and some of those things to a child. Listen actively. Officer Jones, you were saying, you know, the perception of how people do you when, you know, you're in a store and they threaten their child, you know, he's going to take you to jail. Our children are sometimes afraid of us because, you know, mama make the child afraid of daddy. Daddy make the child afraid of mama. She gonna get you. You gonna get a whooping, da, da, da.
Right,
we have
right.
to really listen to our children actively. If we put that fear, you know, I know we want to have that little bit of fear, but if we put that fear in our child and we don't create a safe place for that child to talk about how their day has been, the things that have happened, they're not gonna talk to us. You know, and I hear parents all the time say, well, you know, I make myself available to my child and, you know, I want them to tell me they should be able to tell me anything. But we haven't really created that safe environment for our kids, you know, to come. Maybe mama has, maybe daddy has, but we hadn't got on the same page for that child. Empathize with the child. Help them to know, let them know that, you know, they're not alone. That you experienced some things, maybe not the same things, but the other kids are going through. Reassure them. Here's my one that I talk about. Until Jesus come, I talk about this one. Document, document, document.
True.
Parents document, kids document.
True.
Because if you don't document, if you don't put it down, then it didn't happen. You know, I hear schools all the time forever saying when something major pop off, this is the first time we heard about this. Nobody has ever reported this before. Don't let that be said. A lot of times parents and kids will say, well, they're not doing anything, but you haven't actually went up to the school and talked to the teacher, the counselor, the principal. Right. You're just saying what you heard everybody else say, that nobody's doing anything about it. For kids that may be watching, young people, you document. I tell my young people, document too. You know, whatever has happened that day, because we'll forget. Yeah. All of us, from kids to adults, we'll forget. You know, I ain't saying write down everything, but hey, this person did this. Then when you get home, at least it was fresh when you wrote it down.
Exactly.
So you won't leave out anything.
Exactly.
Contact the school. Don't talk about contacting the school.
Contact
the school. Teach your child resilience, what it is to bounce back. I think we're not building our kids up enough. We're not encouraging our kids, you know, You know, they get hurt. They get talked about. You talked about your daughter, you know, in tennis shoes. That's a major thing. Dressing a certain way, you know, having certain things. But we gotta teach our kids that regardless, because sometimes parents just can't get whatever the end thing is. But we have to teach our kids, and that's through, I would say, resilience, even through giving your kids affirmations, words to speak over themselves, to build themselves up in encouragement. Promote open communication, involve authorities if necessary. Call Officer Jones if necessary. Call whatever area you live in. Because sometimes if you've done everything, if you talked to the teachers, counselors, you went to the principal, you've gone to the school board, you've done everything, you're exhausted. Sometimes school systems want you to be exhausted to quit. But I say after you've gone to the school board, then go to the authorities if you feel necessary. Foster a supportive environment. Again, we have to create an environment that our kids will want to come and talk to us, to let them know. And then we have to model us as adults. Y'all said it, you know, earlier. We have to model empathy, kindness, respect, compassion. Our kids need to see how we handle. Look, they see us acting a fool. I do in-school therapy. When I go around the schools, I'm doing contract work. I can get to a school at 8 o'clock in the morning and some already popped off because of drama that went on with Snapchat. Then the next thing I know, the kids are feuding on Snapchat. They bullying on Snapchat. Then the next thing I know, the parents have gotten involved and they feuding. The adults are feuding on Snapchat. So what is that telling the kid? Right. That it's all right. It's okay. Their behavior is all right. But we have to really model what it is to respect one another, what it is to have kindness, empathy, and compassion.
Man, I told y'all these guys were great. Guys, thank you both for being here tonight. Guys, thank y'all, special guests.
Thank you.
Wonderful, man. You know I'm going to send you that Fanatics link, bro. I'm going to send both of y'all that link. Man, listen, guys, preventing childhood bullying and even adult bullying, guys, could reduce violent offenses by both males and females. Because I don't want you guys to get this image in your mind that it's just male. Oh, no, guys, I got some numbers for you. It's females, too. And Officer Jones could tell you, it's just as many females as males. So get out your head. 2023 is not just one sex anymore, I promise you. By both males and females. So let's face it. Nobody likes to be pushed around. The subject of bullying will always be around until we as a society get tired of being pushed around. Take care of yourselves, make smart decisions, seek guidance and help from those who can help provide it in positive fashions. Guys, and if you believe a child is being bullied in school and you can report it anonymously, you don't have to give your name. You can report anonymous by dialing, not pressing the number one. Absolutely. Guys, if I don't do this, everybody's going to say, well, Travis, you didn't end the show the right way. I promise you they will. Guys, it's about that time. YouTube Peg, come with something good. We'll stream right here each and every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. Or you can stream it on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, we got to get out of here, but it's always important. If you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.